Dion sucked in a deep breath, smoothed a hand over his shirt in a useless attempt to wipe the moisture away, then yanked the door a little too vigorously. He pasted a smile on his face and nodded at the few colleagues who turned their heads at the noise and soldiered on, determined to reach his target. Beverly Carter, her gray hair in a twist-out, wearing a sash and crown announcing her retirement over the sheath dress he'd come to recognize as her uniform, her laugh rich and slightly raspy and just what he needed to hear. The people surrounding her had to be family. A tall, thin man who looked as out of place as Dion felt. Folks around Dion's age who had to be her children, teenagers far more interested in their phones than in the party, and younger kids staring longingly at the punch table. Dion was struck for a moment at the happiness she exuded, blanketed by family. Something he'd always wanted and somehow never got around to. With a sigh, he shook his head, one lock thwapping him in the face. He needed to get inside before he went maudlin. Dion quieted his steps, tiptoeing up behind her and putting a finger to his lips so the person Bev was talking to wouldn't give the game away. They widened their eyes briefly, but otherwise didn't miss a beat. Bev's husband eyed him, grinned, and dipped his head to hide his laugh. Dion reached her, then covered her eyes with his hands. Boo! Bev didn't even flinch.